Now, yeah, you know what it's like. The dust is settling. And as the dust settles, you drive past these poles and you'll see Julius with his photoshopped bright white teeth on a poster smiling at you. You see Muslim Mamani trying to point out what the ANC is doing wrong. You see Cyril Ramaphosa, his smile trying to hide the evils of the ANC past. But those posters are still up there. So when are they going to be taken down? They're a bit of an eyesore. They were okay leading up to the elections. Those lampposts and streets are currently adorned by these posters. But it surely is time for them to go. So you are joined by Dimitri Georgiades, who's head of environmental and heritage management for the city of Cape Town. Dimitri, good morning, sir. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Kino.
So, Dimitri, when are these people going to be evicted?
Eviction starts officially on the 20th of May. By us, but the parties are granted 10 days.
Okay, 10 days.
So and the 18th is the official deadline, and we'll start on Monday to remove any posters that are still up.
Okay, now what actually happens when people don't remove those posters?
Well, people talk of a penalty or a fine, but it's actually a removal charge that we charge because we don't want the taxpayer to pay, so the city goes out and removes the posters that are still left up by the parties.
Okay, and what is that fee that they've got to pay?
It's quite steep. It's 117 Rand, 117, for a tight poster.
Right.
And where the parties put up pasted posters, it's 170 Rand. It's a little bit more labor intensive. Just incidentally, posters are not allowed in the first place. So those ones we can already start removing.
Okay, brilliant. Now then, let's look at, we had the municipal elections in 2016, for example, and once again you had a lot of posters, and we won't talk about the previous national election because Jacob Zuma was part of it, but let's talk about the municipal elections and those posters. Did those parties eventually pay what they needed to pay, or do they sometimes hide away from you?
Well, I mean, we do have instances of non-payment. But we treat the instances of non-payment like any other instance of non-payment of city rates and taxes. Notices given and the parties are given an opportunity to make a payment arrangement, and then we go after them like we would go after any other person that does not pay.
There's no
exception between this type of outstanding debt and any other kind of outstanding debt with the city.
Okay, so the DA kind of runs the city and they run the province, so you'll go after them.
We'll go after them,
and what if the mayor comes to you and says, hey?
Well, that's why you're talking to me this morning and none of the MACO members, because we try to keep a separation between the powers that be and the officials.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing to do, Dimitri.
Yeah.
And how many people do you use to take down these posters? Because, I mean, listen, that is quite a steep charge, but I imagine it's not thumbsuck. I mean, you've worked out the cost to do this sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, it's not a new thing. We actually do remove illegal posters throughout the city during the year. Headline posters, event posters. You'll see if you drive past them, they've got a little sticker on, which indicates that they permit it. And when that sticker expires or if there's no sticker, we remove them as a matter of routine. Look, we have around about 15 staff members that drive through the city on a regular basis doing environmental heritage and signage enforcement. Right. But we augment that capacity with contractors as well.
Okay.
It could take some time before we get around to absolutely every poster up everywhere. So we also rely on the public a lot to report. But we would, for instance, after the 20th, really appreciate it if people log service requests on our website.
What if we take scissors and cut down the posters and then say, hey, so you can come and fetch it?
Well, they're party property, as long as you call them and not me. Some of them are quite funny. I wouldn't mind keeping a souvenir, but I'd have to approach the party themselves for that.
What a great person to interview you are, Dimitri. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dimitri Georgiades is head of environmental and heritage management, City of Cape.